was given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Somebody shout hallelujah. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and with righteousness from that time on and forever. And the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Father, we thank you this morning that we can declare joy to the world, that we can receive unshakable peace. Thank you, Father, for the victory that we have today through our King and our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And the church said, amen. Amen. I'm going to read to you from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Listen to this. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." His favor rests on you this morning, amen. My title for the talk this morning is Joy to the World. Kind of fits, don't you think? But I want us to hear the proclamation of the angel this morning. The angel says, "I bring you," and I love that. "I bring you." This is not an abstract proclamation. It's a personal proclamation that touches each and every single person. "I bring you good news of great joy." And you know what? I don't know if this is good English, but that's not a peasy-weasy kind of joy. Anybody heard of those words before, peasy-weasy? Somebody has. I thought I just made them up. But that, you know, it's not this wispy kind of joy here today and gone tomorrow. It is a joy that has substance to it. It's got weight to it. In other words, it's God's preeminent or most excellent blessing. And when we receive the good news that the angel proclaimed, we receive, this is what we receive. When we receive that truth into our lives, this is what we receive. We receive an unshakable joy that becomes the strength in which we exist, walk, and have our being. It's an unshakable joy with an awareness of triumph. We get that? I looked up that word joy, and I started to look at it in some of the lexicons that I have, and the power that is found in the word that's translated joy is incredible, because we think of joy and we're happy and we're excited and we have feelings of elation. But this word comes with strength and it's with power. It's a joy that carries with it an awareness of triumph or victory. And because of Jesus Christ, because of that proclamation, when we receive the joy of the Lord, we receive into ourselves this strength that carries us and enables us to walk in the place of victory this morning. Amen? That's awesome. Oh, you should be shouting. See, because in the face of every single circumstance, over every challenge, over every heartbreak, over every loss, every hope, there is an unmistakable reality that reigns over it all. You know what that is? It's the triumphant joy of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And it's a joy that nothing can extinguish. And that joy, the angel said, is for all people. No one is exempt this morning. Amen? That joy is for all people. No one is exempt. And what's the source of the joy? Today, in the town of David, a child has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. His name shall be called Emmanuel. It's Christ the Lord. His name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. You know what? He's here. He's here. We are never, ever alone or forsaken. You know that? He's here. Almighty God stepped out of the glory of heaven. He stepped out of the majesty and honor that was due him. He stepped out of heaven and became like us in order to be with us. Hallelujah, what a Savior. His name shall be called Wonderful. He's full of wonder, marvelous beyond our understanding this morning. His name shall be called Counselor. He knows our most deepest need. But not only does he know it, he supplies the answer this morning. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He is Mighty God, because nothing is impossible with him. Amen? Nothing. No circumstance, no place, no whatever. Nothing is more powerful than him. Nothing is impossible for him. Nothing at all. Amen? That's the God who has come to us. That's the God who is with us. That's the God who is Emmanuel with us. He is Mighty God. And he is with us. And he is in us. And he enables us to walk in that place of victory today. Amen? He is Everlasting Father. We never have to walk in fear of being abandoned by him this morning. He will never, ever leave us or forsake us. He is Everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. You know what? He's brought an end to the war. He's brought an end to the war that rages inside. That war that sin has called. You know, James kind of put it this way, is where the wars and things come from, don't they come from the things that you wrestle with, you lust after inside? And as long as there's a war on the inside, there can never be peace on the outside. But he is the Prince of Peace. And he has brought an end to that war that rages inside of us because of sin. Amen? He has broken down the wall of separation between man and man and between God and man. He has broken down that wall of separation. Why? Because his name is Jesus. And he will save us from our sin. Amen? His name is called Jesus. For he will save us. He will save his people from their sin. And so the angel proclaims, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people, because today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. And that proclamation was so stunning. So stunning was the reality of it. So stunning was what was taking place that the hosts of heaven could no longer remain silent. And as Chris pointed out this morning, they burst into worship and the hosts of heaven appeared with that angel and the glory of the Lord shone around and they began to declare, whether they were speaking or were singing, I don't know. They began to worship and they began to declare, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. What an astounding moment in history that was. Our salvation secured, our peace guaranteed, our future sealed. Amen. Hallelujah. And I was thinking, no wonder Isaac Watts penned Joy to the World. I'm glad we started with that song this morning. It goes, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Our King has come this morning, amen? And Joy to the World is probably, I think it's my favorite hymn, Christmas carol or hymn. It's a hymn. Not a carol, it's a Christmas hymn. And actually, it's not even a Christmas hymn. I'll explain that in a moment. But it's probably my favorite hymn of the Christmas season because it emphasizes the ecstatic joy that Christ's birth has brought to all humanity as proclaimed by the angels and the promised Messiah proclaimed by the prophets has come. And that's what verse 1 is all about. And the second verse says, joy to the world, the Savior reigns. That men their songs employ. The third verse says, he comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. He has eradicated the curse. Amen? And then the fourth verse declares, he rules the world, with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and the wonders of his love. Here's an amazing fact. Isaac Watts did not originally write Joy to the World as a Christmas carol, but in response to Psalm 98. And listen to what Psalm 98 says, and this is so cool. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song. Why? For he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. The Lord has shown the nations that he has power to save and to bring justice. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and with the lyre, with the sound of singing, with the trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout to the Lord. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. I can't hear anything. He just finished writing, shout to the Lord. And he goes on, let the sea resound and everything in them, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. And he will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with perfect justice. And then he wrote, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. And Isaiah wrote of the increase of his government in peace, there will be no end. Of his majesty, his rule, his supremacy, his never-changing authority and power, able to accomplish whatever is needed. You know what? Jesus is in full control this morning. Amen? Jesus is in full control and complete control. Nothing is lacking in him. Amen? of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. There is no greater than Jesus. He is above all and over all. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And of his government and peace, there will be no end. He goes on, joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Isaiah again reminds us that the government will be on his shoulders. The government, in other words, the responsibility and all the authority is on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. He is the one who secured our peace. He is the one that ensures our peace. He is the one who enables us to live in peace this morning. The government is on the shoulders of Jesus, shoulders that lend their strength to the weak, shoulders that bear our burdens, shoulders that lean forward to pick up the one who has fallen, powerful shoulders that protect us as he defeats our enemies, shoulders to lay our head on, oops, when our heart aches, sorry, shoulders that shake with laughter as we delight in him, shoulders that embrace us tenderly with love that never ever lets go, shoulders that were wounded for our peace. The government will be on his shoulders, and of his dominion there will be no end. He is more than enough this morning. Amen. He has abundant power for our every need, for whatever may be happening in your life right now. He is more than enough. Amen. The government will be on his shoulders. Shoulders that picked up a cross and carried it on our behalf. Shoulders that bore the penalty for our sin. Then we come to verse 3. He says, for he comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. He carried it all for us. He became a curse for us so that we could walk in freedom, in peace, and in joy. Amen. No more let sin and sorrow grow. Through Jesus Christ, God has offered us a great exchange through the one and only one with enough dominion, power, strength, and wisdom to pay our debt of sin in full. Hallelujah. So that we might know him who is our Heavenly Father. Because to know him is to gain everything. Amen. To know him is to gain everything. But to miss knowing him is to lose everything. No wonder the angel declared, and no wonder the hosts of heaven joined in to say, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And as I said last week, we don't look out with dismay this morning. We don't look out with disappointment or angst. We don't look out and say, look what the world has come to. Rather, we look out with gladness and hope, and we proclaim, look what has come into the world. His name is Jesus. Amen. His name is Jesus Christ. I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a child has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. The worship team would come back, please.